Who the hell am I, anyways? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we do our best to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, feel youthful again, and ditch regret and shame. I'm Becca Jacobson, delivering your Thursday snippet. Gals, did you know that you can hear if someone's smiling? Isn't that cool? I mean, I don't mean because they're laughing. I mean, you can just hear in their voice if they're smiling, even if they're just speaking to you. So why am I telling you this? I don't know. Because someone said to me that the other day. They said, you should smile when you make your snippets. And I said, well, first of all, I usually am. I'm giggling half the time because I have so much fun. But this person didn't mean giggle or laugh. They just meant just smile. And I'm like, okay, why? Because no one can see me. And they said, because people can hear when you smile. And I've thought a lot about that. And you know what? I think it's true. For example, I've been grinning since I turned the microphone on. I'm guessing you can hear it. Not when I'm giggling. This is nothing to do with the snippet I'm delivering today. There it is, right? As I say, I follow my heart, and there must be a reason that I wanted to share that with you. It touched somebody somewhere for some reason, and that's all that matters. Stuff does not come out of my mouth for no reason. That is something I've decided to have faith in, trust in since the beginning. You're going to hear what you need to hear. And the only way you can hear it is if I trust and just allow it to happen. Okay. All right, kids, let's get to today's snippet. Today, I want to ask you who the hell you think you are. This is about identity. I didn't have to say the hell part, but who do you think you are? That's what I'm asking. Let's get serious here. I want to talk about identity. Because who we believe we are is exactly what we're going to get out of life and exactly how people are going to treat us. Our identity is so important. And did you know that identity shifting is a whole realm of personal development, a whole realm of coaching, a whole realm of growth that we can explore? It's certainly one that I've explored. We can decide who we want to be and then go through a process, as a practice with guidance over time and become that person. It involves two parts. You got to decide who you want to be, but also be able to recognize who you are, which is hard. It is very, very hard to see ourselves. I would say almost impossible without a second objective person there to help us see ourselves. We need a mirror. Basically, we need a mirror to reflect back to us so we can see ourselves. So the world is a mirror. The people in our lives are mirrors, but they're not always going to tell us, here's what I'm seeing. You know, lately, I'm seeing this in you. People don't do that. And we don't welcome it either, by the way. It is not something we particularly welcome, maybe by our closest friends or partners. But generally speaking, we don't really want to hear what people think about us. But the world itself is a reflection, whether we like it or not. Without actually telling us who we are, the world will reflect back what we believe we are. In other words, we will be treated the way we think we deserve to be treated, even though it's not intentional. People don't know they're doing it. You know the type of person that walks in the room and you immediately, everybody just sort of makes room for them? Just like, oh, this person means business. This person is ultra confident, whatever. There's something in their aura, whatever you want to call it, where people just automatically make room for them, or whatever you want to call it. That is an energetic thing, and it's also an identity thing. The person stands there in full confidence, full of charisma. There's a good word. If we were all on a desert island, this person would be president within a week. You know what I mean? We just know. So without them even saying anything, really, it's the way people carry themselves, the look on our face, the look in our eyes, the way we speak. And all of that is a reflection of your personal identity, who you believe you are. Now, if you believe that you deserve the absolute best in this life, how many of you believe that you deserve the absolute best of everything in this life? Hands up, please. Yes, I'm kidding, because obviously I can't see your hands, but I'm not kidding, because I know this. Very few hands went up. I know that because I know my audience pretty well. If you believed you deserved the best of everything, my dear, you wouldn't drink, because that is not the best for you, is it? If we can adopt an identity that is one of not just confidence, there's a better word than that. You know what word just about came out of my mouth there? One of royalty. And I'm going to go with it, because we are royalty. We are souls. We are precious beings. Until you see yourself as somebody who deserves to be treated with respect and dignity, you won't be treated with respect and dignity. And the problem is, gals, that if we're running to alcohol, we have a problem with our self-image. The image we have of ourselves is our identity. And when we reflect that out into the world and we get back exactly what we put out there. And the problem is, if we have to run to the bottle to cope or to unwind or to numb or to relax or to stop the squirrel that's in the head or whatever reason that we run to the bottle for, that is not the behavior of someone who believes they deserve the best. That is not the behavior of a dignified person who loves themselves. And it was me. It was me until I was 52. I can see that so clearly now. Oh, well, it's just vodka on an empty stomach. My guts will be burned to shreds, but oh, well, I'll survive. How is that treating myself with kindness, love, and respect? It's not. Putting poison into our bodies, not eating properly, not exercising, not doing any self-care, not looking after ourselves, that is not the behavior of someone who thinks that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And the beginning of the end of our alcohol reliance is claiming a new identity for ourselves. And yet when I ask women to do this, they find it very, very difficult. Just believing that you deserve the best is hard for you. I know that. Why would somebody else deserve more than you? Anybody on this planet? A nicer house or a better life? Nobody deserves more than you. And yet we settle. We think, oh, well, that's good enough for me. Why? Who the hell are you? Why is that good enough for you? We really should believe and trust that we deserve nothing but the best in this life. And here's how we do it. So first, we have to start, as I said at the beginning, let's wrap this up. We have to start by getting a very clear image of who we believe we are. And as I said, that's just about impossible by ourselves. We can't see it. We just can't see it. That's like trying to look at your own face without a mirror. You can't see your own face without a mirror. You need the mirror, and the mirror is another person to help reflect back to you, here's what I see, because we can't even see our own behavior, the way we speak about ourselves. We can't see ourselves. It's not possible to see ourselves without a mirror, and that's not just visually, but also emotionally and mentally and spiritually. So we need that other person. We get the help, and we get a clear visual, and we believe what we hear. We believe, oh my God, this is what I must think about myself. This is the self-image I have right now. And then the second part of this is we sit down and we create the identity we want, the one that we deserve. And then we close the gap. We do a practice, we work over time, and we close that gap. And we become the individual that we were meant to be and that we can be. This is one of the hardest things there is for women to do, the women that I meet. And a lot of them don't even want to. They're like, that's just, you know what? That's more than I can possibly do. And that's just a lack of self-love. I'm actually shocked at how many women come into my program and don't take advantage of all the opportunities that are given to them. I don't know why I'm shocked. I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be shocked. I'm getting used to it now. But in the beginning, it was very surprising to me and a little heartbreaking. I've got to be honest. I'm like, man, I put together a very, very carefully crafted coaching program. And a surprisingly high number of women take about half of it or just leave the rest behind because it's too much effort or they all have, there are different reasons. They're not all the same. But I would argue that for the most part, that boils down to not being willing to recognize that you deserve the absolute best and you can have it. You really can. But you need help and you need guidance. And I'm recognizing another thing here. Group coaching is not for everyone. Group coaching is not the highest level of coaching you can get. As you can imagine, you're in a group. So you're not getting personal attention from me. You're not getting personal feedback from me. You're in a group. Now, that's very powerful, and there's a lot of support there. But some women need more than that. We really need someone to sit down and mirror back to us who we are, what they're seeing, who we are, and take us through the process of becoming the sober, happy women that we can be. And I'm honored to be able to do that for the women that are willing to step up and say, I'm going to take this all the way. I'm going to do this right. Not that the group coaching isn't right, but we can do more when we work one-on-one. I mean, that's just logical, right? But even the women that are in the group coaching, and along with the group coaching, there's a course, and they'll leave a lot of the content behind. And I know why. That's human nature. It really is human nature to not be able to follow through on what we wanted. And it also requires a lot of faith in the future. And it also, of course, requires giving up alcohol, which is incredibly difficult. So all of this by way of saying that I know how hard this is. I really do, dears. I've been there. And I want you to know that you can get the true transformation. You can get half-assed transformation or true transformation. But you can stop drinking and then take it as far as you want to go. It's up to you. And for me, in my opinion, you should go all the way. You shouldn't settle for second best. You should choose an identity that matches the beautiful, glowing spirit that you are. If any of this touched home today, I'm going to invite you today to go to the show notes and book a one-on-one call with me. There's a link in there directly to my private calendar. We'll get together for 30 minutes. Have a free, private, confidential call. You can tell me your story. This is not a sales call. There's no pressure, but I will hear your story and advise you on what I think the best steps are for you. Would it be group coaching? Would it be one-on-one coaching? Or maybe you just need someone to hear your story, and I'm willing to do that too. So if you've been listening to the snippets and not taking action, today is the day I am inviting you, specifically you, to take some action, grab my calendar, book that call, let's get together and have a chat, and start your process of becoming the identity you were born to be without all the garbage layered on top and without running away to the bottle. Thanks for coming, gals, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Sober CEO. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.